This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Katy Perry stops by the Eras Tour proving there's no bad blood. New music from Selena, SZA, and more. We take you on set with the Seraphim. Mal and Ricky stop by our studio, and we break down our Icon of the Year, Kylie Minogue, successes. Welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Friday, February 23rd. And while I know you're ready for the weekend, we have a lot to get through today. So let's start with our Friday music guide. Selena Gomez makes her return with Love On. Selena told us this era would be pure pop, and she wasn't lying. Cause baby, if you can't tell, you're what I want to love on. We'll have more new music for you throughout the show, but let's get into our top story. Katy Perry says, "What bad blood with Taylor?" as Sabrina Carpenter joins her on stage and her boo hit the zoo. We got all your deets on Taylor's trip down under. It's a moment for pop culture. Katy Perry attended Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour and gave us exactly what we needed when she flipped the camera around during Bad Blood. Loving the growth. Rita Ora also attended and brought along her husband, Taika Waititi. It was an amazing night as we also got to see opener and pop star Sabrina Carpenter join Taylor on stage for a medley of White Horse and Coney Island. We are living. The same way Taylor apparently lives for the Sydney Zoo. Her boyfriend Travis Kelce made it to Australia as seen in lots of viral posts online, and not only did he attend the show, he also went to the zoo with Taylor the day after she had already went. I guess our girl loves her animals. So much FOMO for everything happening at this Eras Tour stop. K-pop girl group Royalty Twice is back with their 13th mini album, With You. The project includes bops like Look At Me and One Spark. We know La Seraphim is one of the hottest K-pop groups out there, and they gave us a behind-the-scenes look at their new video for Easy.
Hi, Billboard. We are La Seraphim.
I'm Sakura.
I'm Yoonjun.
I'm Kazuha.
I'm Taewon.
And today we're so excited to share with you guys an exclusive behind the scenes look at our music video for a new song, Easy.
Easy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Black and white is the decision.
Clap your hands so don't know what got the moon. Clap your hands now.
Can we get wind blowing this way towards the curtain now? We're just gonna do like a silhouette thing.
Hey Billboard, I'm Nina McNeely. I'm the director of La Seraphim's new music video, Easy.
Hi,
I came up with this concept for the video to create this futuristic, surrealist world for the girls to explore. It's like a post-apocalyptic realm that's been taken over by nature. We're exploring working with projections. We're exploring iconography and different symbolism. And it's been a real joy to work with the girls on this.
Watch out for the full video on Billboard.com and YouTube coming soon.
Jennifer Lopez dropped a new video for This Is Me Now track Rebound.
Got me on it. Rebound, rebound, rebound. Catch me on it. Rebound.
And if the action-packed Glass House isn't enough for you, the superstar also released an Apple Music special. If you don't know Latin pop and reggaeton brothers Mau and Ricky, Billboard caught up with them and Leila Cobo got all the Venezuelan tea.
Hotel Caracas es todos tus sueños se hacen realidad. es nuestro nuevo álbum, del cual estamos increíblemente orgullosos. Tenemos año y medio trabajando en este álbum, pero siento que tenemos toda la vida escribiendo estas canciones.
¿Por qué?
Porque siento que es como el destino al que hemos estado esperando llegar. Yo siento, es como un sentimiento de que todo lo que hemos vivido en nuestra carrera hasta ahora y nos ha formado para poder defender este proyecto que tenemos aquí entre las manos.
Sí, es lo más Mau y Ricky que hemos hecho.
Como con un vacío importante, porque nosotros jamás hicimos música para ser exitosos y para ser famosos y para hacer dinero. Realmente nosotros hicimos música o empezamos a hacer canciones porque es lo único que sabemos hacer bien. Es lo único que sabemos hacer. Entonces, cuando nos volvimos a alinear con esa búsqueda de querer redescubrirnos y reinventar lo que es posible dentro de la industria, todas esas necesidades hacen que lleguemos a un lugar como este para poder hacer Hotel Caracas.
For the full interview, check out Billboard.com.
After performing Saturn during a Super Bowl commercial for MasterCard,
this place stuck in its paradigm. Don't believe the paradise.
SZA has dropped the track for you to enjoy.
I spent on Saturn. I can't break this pattern.
This Women in Music honoree needs no introduction, but if you don't know all the accomplishments of Kylie Minogue, Billboard is here to explain.
Kylie Minogue is Billboard's 2024 icon honoree at Women in Music. Throughout her decades-long career, Minogue has put out huge hits on multiple Billboard charts. This is Billboard Explains, Kylie Minogue dancing up the charts. The Australian hitmaker got her first Hot 100 Top 10 chart debut back in 1988 with her massive hit, The Locomotion, which peaked at number 3.
Come on, come on, do the locomotion with me.
14 years later, she made it to the top 10 again with her sensational hit, Can't Get You Out of My Head, a song that we definitely couldn't get out of our heads in 2002. Her sweet spot is the Hot Dance Electronic Songs chart, where she had 18 songs, including her big hit, Padam Padam, which peaked at number 7 in June 2023. The song even won her a Grammy in the newly formed Best Pop Dance Recording category. Kylie is also no stranger to the Billboard 200. She had 11 albums chart, including Fever, which hit the top 10, peaking at number 3 in 2002. With her long span on the Billboard charts, it's no wonder Kylie is the 2024 Billboard Women in Music Icon honoree.
That's it for today. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. Come back next week for interviews with Fireboy and Modest Yahoo. But before I go, let me leave you with one more Friday Music Guide song.
Lil Durk always brings the bars, and his latest single, Old Days, is no different.
I'm the streets. Whoever thought I'd make a million off a beast? And he smirk now. They can make millions off of me.